Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey peas, it's Kate here.
Hello, and it's Mandy.
We just wanted to talk to you about something so exciting for you, which might be working with us.
That's right. We are pretty
Zoom friendly.
We are nifty with a PowerPoint is all I have to say. So we have enjoyed the last couple of weeks working with some corporate groups, some community groups, a local council, the libraries. We can speak to your group. We've spoken to carers.
We have. We've spoken to the bomb.
We
come
have.
On. That's the top of Australia.
Exactly.
The bomb. That's as high as you can go.
So if you want to work with us, get in contact with us at our website, twopeasinapodcast.com.au.
Yep.
And we would love to have a chat about how we can work with your with your group.
Yep. Of course. We charge a little bit of money. That's because actually we are valuable people and we put the money towards the podcast, the booklets, and at the moment during COVID, actually putting food on the table.
Yeah.
So if you would like to work with us, we would love to work with you. Just hit us up.
Yeah.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week's episode, we're talking to everyone's favourite pea who's about to become a bean, Gary.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Well, Melbourne, you have turned on the worst weather known possible. Actually, I feel like we've really had our four seasons in one day.
Yeah, I was explaining the song to Millie and I said, you need to listen to that four seasons in one day. I said, by Crowded House. She goes, Crowded House?
Oh.
I was like, oh, yeah, she doesn't know who they are.
She would if she lived in this house. She still wouldn't like them, but she'd know who they were. I think we had hail, sunshine, rain, and I don't know, really bad wind. But anyway.
And our record day in lockdown, the most lockdown city in the world.
So, yes, we won. And I just want to say thank you because we knew it was a race and we wanted to win. It's a marathon.
Yeah. We're not mediocre lockdowners.
No one can lock down like Melbourne. We are the best.
No. So and we've won. We beat the whole world.
We've saved hundreds, probably thousands of lives.
We have.
So we're very proud of ourselves and that's all we're going to say about the
Lockie D. So anyway, we thought today we've just got lots of great stuff to tell the P world, but we thought we're bringing Gary back.
We're bringing him back.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Queen Peas.
The man with the smooth radio voice.
Yes.
thank you for having me again.
Oh, awesome.
We're very excited because we're going to launch a sometimes Saturday bean.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I have to say I've had midlife crises and I've had existential identity crises. Mm-hmm. I've never had a green vegetable crisis. Because now I don't know whether I'm a pea or a bean. Yes. But anyway, I can be both.
You are both.
I'm happy.
Yeah, you can be both.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
So I was, somebody said, I said, what sort of a bean am I? And somebody very kindly said to me, maybe a has-been.
Mandy and I have already been loving the jokes. Like, I'm like, you can say to everybody, have you been?
Yeah, how's you been? Yeah. But then I thought, what I would really like to be, and I do apologize for the bad dad joke.
No, I love it.
I think I'm a fava bean.
Yes. I'm definitely not a runner fava. Bean. I'll tell you.
No,
or
I'm
a
not
string
a...
bean.
String bean, yep.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what?
Anyway, apart from all of that, it's so nice to talk to you again.
No.
And thank you so much for the opportunity you're giving me, and I hope it's going to be something that's good for everyone.
Yeah.
We are sure it is.
I listened to that little whisper in my ear and I was like, Gary, you know, we need you to do this. And because, you know, you did that podcast and I was on it a couple of years ago and I just thought, yeah, we need to make this happen.
Yep.
So I'm really proud that we can even think about adding something extra to our, whatever we call it, two peas production.
Our vegetable garden.
That's right. So the idea is, if I understand it, and I'm really looking forward to this, maybe every couple of weeks, eventually maybe every week, I don't know. Yeah. And I think you're looking at Saturdays, is that right?
Yeah, we think so.
Yep.
So every second Saturday, maybe I'll have a chat to a dad or one of the blokes or somebody who knows and understands men because I don't.
you can chat to women too.
Yeah, we don't mind.
Well, I'd love to do that because that would be good too. And I'm hoping it's going to be interesting for everyone.
Yes.
I'm not obviously if it's kind of a focus on dads, that's great. Mm. But I would hope that everyone would find it interesting and useful and fun. And I would love to talk to some of the mums as well along the way or talk to somebody who maybe works with dads or works with men understand some of those issues as well.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Terrific.
Mental health, like all that stuff.
Yeah, oh, there's heaps.
Yeah.
Exactly. So looking forward to it. I will say that my first episode is already lined up and that's with my son, my pea shoot, Christopher.
Yes!
I asked him and he laughed, but then he said, okay, we'll do that. So with Christopher's speech difficulties, we're going to have to find a tech solution. And I think we'll have help from his Apple computer voice, Alex, who may help us with that
a little bit.
But looking forward to that. I've told him he can talk about anything he wants except his parents.
You're
not allowed to make comment on his father.
I mean, you've got the edit button, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's quite powerful.
Wouldn't we all like one?
I can't wait to hear that, Gary.
No, I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. Well, actually, it'll be your sort of third episode.
Yeah, that's right.
But it'll be the first official where we've actually decided to make this bean thing happen. Yeah.
Exactly. So I've done those two episodes with Trevor, and I know the second one's coming soon.
Yeah. I think it's coming out on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Mm.
Excellent. Excellent. Mm. Well, it was great talking to Trevor. I learned a lot, and I know that in the first episode, he connected with some people and wanted to hear more. So it was good that we had a chance to go back and do that. So look, can I just ask anyone who's listening to get in touch if you're a dad or you're interested in talking with me about anything really through the Hangout, or maybe send a speak pipe or an email or something. I'd love to hear from you, because, you know, I think there are some stories we can tell, and there's some truth that we can get out there and do it together.
Fantastic. Send it through to the 2P's email. And then we'll forward that on to Gary.
For now, let's just do that. Let's make that simple.
And then we'll, make it happen differently in the future if we need to.
And I think we definitely could have some speak pipes for Gary's episodes too. So we'll just we'll sort that out as well.
That's a great idea.
You can send them and then I can forward them on. That's easy. Yeah. Gary can just log in.
So you
can hear how Mandy and I work. Here's an episode that shows how we plan meticulously.
I'm an ideas lady alone. Same. That's it.
I am an ideas person, definitely.
It's poetry in motion.
I think the best thing is, most of the time, Mandy or I'll have an idea and the other one will go,
pretty much all the time.
Which probably maybe is not the most helpful working relationship, because no one goes, no, that's not going to work. But I love it.
I think
that's... Well, it's worked for you so far.
I suppose it has.
Because I've always had other people go, oh, well, have you thought about this?
Oh, nah, I'm not like that.
It's the sound engineer who's like, what? What are you saying? What are you
And you know what? I've just had an idea. You know how you have snap peas with the speak pipes? Yeah. We might have beanies or something.
Beanies. Oh, the merch.
Merch.
The beanies. This is perfect, Gary. You're right in the mode of it.
Yeah, you really are.
I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you again. And listen, continue to do what you're doing, because nobody else does it like you guys. Aww. And it's wonderful. I'll get going and let you get on with your episode, and look forward to some Saturdays to come. Won't be very long. Maybe in a few weeks' time we'll get them out there and we'll let you know when they're coming.
And who knows, if COVID ever goes away, you might see a bean and a couple of peas on a stage in Brisbane one day.
Imagine!
Wouldn't that be fun?
We'd have to bring Shine back for that one.
We have got actually so much to look forward to, and that actually brings a tear to my eye because we haven't really had things to look forward to down here. And so that's really something. What a thrill. And so I just want to officially launch 2P's Productions. And who knows how else we might be able to grow over the years. So
we don't know.
Exactly. But we're
super excited about having I want to say a man's perspective, but actually it's Gary. It's Gary that we love Gary. Everyone loves him. And I think it's that perspective. We're not necessarily, it's just a woman's perspective. It's Kate and Mandy.
Yeah.
So this is, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. That's very good.
Yeah. The calm Gary.
That's true. He's the calm to our berserk.
Yeah.
But we trust you, Gary. And yes, I suppose that's just, I just want to affirm you in that, because this is a special sacred place to Kate and I.
We haven't let other people in, so.
No, we haven't.
They've come knocking and we've said no.
So we're thrilled, and, you know, and also we also know that things happen, so there's no.
The peas are the best.
The peas are the best. So if there's days you can't do it, they understand. We understand.
Yeah.
So that's the best part about being a pea bean.
Pea. I could think of a very rude joke, but I won't.
Listen, I do want to say one thing just before I go, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm strongly aware that for some of the peas, some of the mums, they haven't always had, you know, the best of experiences with men or with dads.
Yes.
Some of them have had quite terrible experiences. Yes. And so I'm coming from the perspective of doing my best to understand that and to allow for everyone's voice to be heard. But I do realize that there are times when it's hard to, listen to the voice of a man even for someone. So I just wanted to reassure everyone that We're in this to bring out the truth and the love that everyone has within them. And I hope you'll give us a go. I hope if you find that that has been your experience in the past, that that won't stop you from at least giving us a try, having a listen. And please give me some feedback. Yeah. If there's something that you feel I could learn from, please tell me. I'm listening. Mm-hmm. And we'll just do our best to be all part of the same tribe, because that's really what we are.
We are definitely all part
of the same tribe. And that's why we trust you.
That's right. Hey? Yep, that's right.
Well, thank you, Gary.
I love you too. Yeah. Thank you so much.
No worries, Gary. We will we'll hear from you soon. On Saturday.
Okay.
And then at other Saturday
intervals.
Okay. This is a Bean signing off.
Perfect. Oh,
thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Didn't he just explain to us why he's perfect?
Yeah, he really, really did. And I wasn't joking when I said other people have sort of tried to encroach a bit on the peas, and we're so fiercely protective of us and you.
That's right.
Because we know what we have is so unique.
Yeah.
I think it's the question everyone asks us. How did you do this? We're like, we didn't.
We didn't.
No.
Yeah, the pea tribe just grew around. It grew with us.
Yeah.
And so to bring someone else into our team feels really massive.
Yeah.
But also really easy.
And it feels really natural. Like he was the first person who we just knew would fit. And, he's in the end, as I said, it's not about gender. He's just kind.
Yeah, that's right.
And I like listening to kind things.
That's right. And he's living this life.
He is. And he's has lived it so amazingly. Yeah. And I think he's just going to bring a different flavour.
I can't wait to hear his episode with Christopher. I cannot wait.
I just think, what a nice thing on a Saturday. I don't have any podcasts that drop on a Saturday.
Yeah. So I think that's great.
I'm also hoping that if we get more dads listening, but I don't mind if it's all mums, that they maybe are mowing on a Saturday or something if we're going to go into traditional gender roles, or they're driving the kids to footy or whatever, and maybe they can listen, you know, because maybe the weekend they have a bit more spare time.
Yes.
Hopefully they're not only doing dad jobs.
Hopefully they're doing loading the dishwashers. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and hanging out the washing and all of that, but maybe they have a bit more time like we do on the weekends.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I'm really excited, and Mandy and I are trying to brainstorm a logo.
Yes,
Mandy
we
loves
are.
A logo.
I love a logo. I'm like, let's do this with Gary. All right, I'll message Kelly for the logo right now. I don't do anything else. I start with the logo and then we go from there.
But we're working on it. It's going to be super cute.
Super
cute.
I'm
really excited about it.
So it'll probably still have the two P's logo up, but every time we do it on Instagram or something, we'll put this new one up.
So you'll know there's some beans in the pea patch.
So we would love to hear what you think about this. Message us.
Yes.
Speakpipe us.
Yes. Speakpipe Gary, if you want it specifically for him.
Yeah.
When we see it come in. You could either say speak pipe for Gary, but it doesn't matter.
Write that.
We'll listen.
Yeah, that'd be really helpful.
We'll hear. I'm just really excited, Mandy. You know what? We've got something else in the wheelhouse.
My wheelhouse is growing. I'm a principal. I did grade 5 maths today. I learnt something. I mean, there's so much.
You're a dog groomer.
I am a dog groomer.
I mean, what can't we do? Honestly, lockdown has just given us so many more wheels.
I was thinking it today, like, as a PE, you think no one understands until they walk in our shoes. I feel like that the whole of Melbourne feels like that.
Yeah, I think they
do. You know, because we know Sydney's been in lockdown. We know Canberra's in lockdown, but it's nothing. The Melbourne people.
And I think
it's the longest
I've
in
had
the world.
Some beautiful messages from people in Sydney and Canberra going, oh,
now we get it.
How are you still doing this?
Yes.
And I also think, which has really been powerful for me, when people say, how are you doing it? And then they realise you don't have a choice.
That's right.
Right?
We have to.
So how many things have happened as a pea parent or a human or an adult or a child that you don't have a choice about?
That's
and people go,
and you just do it.
How are you coping? Or I couldn't cope. Yeah, you do.
I couldn't parent that kind of child.
No, I couldn't, you know. But I don't think God made everyone in Melbourne special that they can cope with this. And while we're making light of it, Mandy and I have people very, very dear to us who are in very dark places.
Yeah.
But they're still doing it. They're not breaking the rules.
They're not.
You know, so it's I know we talk about it a lot, but too bad. It's our life,
yeah,
right?
And we're
it's
in it.
Hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel with all the vaccinations, but it's a tricky place in Melbourne at the moment. And we can't deny.
I've stopped my work just so that I've just decided if this is the end, we're going out on a high.
Yes.
So Principal Hose, like, you're not going to get a better Principal Hose than these last 3 weeks.
I said to the boys today, do you remember at the end of the first lockdown when we had the party? They just looked at me.
I don't remember.
Well, they can remember, but every term they go back to remote learning. Like,
I know.
They said today when they were working out how many weeks they were going to be back, well, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, there's just absolutely, I will not believe until those little butts get on the bus that they're going to fucking school.
But then we don't even know if they're going to go the next day.
No, that's right.
We just do not know.
You know, just bring your books home. Bring your books home.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm at one with where things are.
Yeah, I am too, actually. And I actually was watching some Netflix and I thought just even maybe enjoy this.
Yes.
Because in a couple of weeks' time we might be back.
Yes.
To go. I don't know.
No, we don't know.
We don't know.
But
so
yes, I agree. And I think if you live in Melbourne, you don't really have a belief that it's going to end.
No.
And our numbers are excruciating.
Really high. And that is heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. I can't even bear to see them.
I'm not watching.
We've had to be the winners of that as well.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping when Sydney got to double vax, 50% double vax, their numbers started to drop and we're at 52% double vaxed, I think.
Mm.
I'm deep into charts, deep into graphs with Casey.
Yeah.
Casey Briggs from the ABC, I love you.
Oh,
I love you. He just makes it so easy to understand.
He?
I can't do graphs and maths.
No.
But it's all up on the screen and he's pushing the buttons.
Like,
I love you, Casey. Look, send me a speak pipe if you know who I'm talking about because he is the bomb.
Top notch.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
And he has all the data from all around the world. He can be like, I'll just pull the Netherlands up on that.
You're that's
like,
good.
Oh, yeah. Scholarship will often send me a Snapchat. Our guy's on.
Oh, maybe tell me and I'll watch him.
Yeah, he's really, really good. He's probably on YouTube. I don't know. But he's on the ABC. But I've got completely distracted by that. But anyway, Melbourne, we're in lockdown, but we're going to be zen about it now.
Yeah, and I'm going to be the best principal you've ever, ever heard of
these last
3 weeks, okay?
And then there'll be a couple of days.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's 5 weeks
going.
Till we're back. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Are we getting a certificate from Daniel
Andrews? Well,
hurry
up.
Come on, Dan.
Because I deserve one.
You know, I think I'm going to have to, we'll have to do a Facebook or Instagram story and tag him. And then I think everyone needs to go onto his Instagram and say, hey, Dan, we want a certificate for the parents.
We need to be able to print it out.
Yeah, we can print it out. Just email it to me.
Yeah, or just put it on his website or something and then everyone gets to go and print it out.
Although
you want to personalise.
I do. And all I'm going to say is we didn't get to meet you when we were nominated.
Yeah, Australian of the Year.
We did not. And we have not asked for anything. But we'd like a certificate saying good home parenting, Kate and Mandy. Come on.
Only in the last 3 weeks.
No, 2 years.
I know, Kate.
And I'm sure, you know, who knows? It'll probably just.
Anyway, you're probably sick to death of it. So.
But we're all excited about Gary.
Yes.
There we go. We went full circle.
And
you really heard the ramblings of
our mind. We're going to write things like two-piece productions. We're super proud of that.
Super proud. And, yeah, let us know what you think because we are, as they say, stoked.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh,
What made you cry this week?
Well, what made me cry this week was it'll be a week and a half for the peas that hear this, but we had the AFL Grand Final, which was in Perth.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, I miss it not being at the MCG, yes. But they did a beautiful job, Perth. You did a good job. But the opening song. Oh,
bawled my eyes out.
Oh. And
Mike
just,
Brady.
Yeah. And
in the stand.
And then they had Colin Hay singing yes. on the beach, I Come From the Land Down Under, and then Baker Boy.
Oh, no.
And,
it was awesome.
Really good.
It was really good.
One of my favourite ever.
Me too.
Grand finals.
No meatloaf.
No, thank you. We don't need, okay, AFL, I know you're never going to listen to this. We don't need international talent.
No, we don't.
It's an Australian game. Australian. So how about getting Australians who love the footy? Right?
And I messaged the Teeny Tiny Stevies and I said, you should be there.
Yeah.
Because I've always said this, you should be singing a song about Melbourne. So yes. I said, we're aiming for next year. I'm not going to forget it. And she goes, I love your optimism. I said, I'm manifesting, baby.
Yeah, that beautiful Melbourne song.
Oh,
I listen to it all the time.
Me too. Yep. Melbourne will meet outside.
Melbourne will meet
outside.
I want
outside. Those girls at that grand final next year if it's going to be back
come
in Melbourne.
On, because we...
But when Mike Brady was up in the stand of the empty MCG,
sad.
I was just dripping with
and
tears.
And he was walking through our city.
Oh, it's empty.
Oh, I don't know if you didn't watch it, you didn't watch
no,
it. But it
that's
was
right.
really good start.
It really
right?
was.
A really, really good
it
start.
It was respectful.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and they knew that people in Melbourne had lost so much and they didn't like, I felt like they didn't grandstand.
No.
Like it was, yeah, it was,
yeah
so that was my
they
cry.
Were careful.
What about yep. you?
My friend, Debbie, who was one of the women that started Vocal Vibes, which is the chorus that I joined in 2014, I think.
Yep.
And I've written about it in the book. She died from breast cancer.
Young
and her
too, so young.
Precious daughter Chris is in the hangout.
Yes.
Sometimes she's done some speak pipes. And we knew Debbie was dying, but it was a shock when it happened.
It is a shock.
And but you know what the awesome thing about her was? She was a powerhouse woman. She was a nurse.
Yep.
And she had her own living funeral.
Yeah.
This was the night before our book was released. So
yes.
remember we did the interview with Vanessa and then I said, I've got to go to this living
yes.
funeral and Debbie was there and she had about 100, I think there was about 150 people.
Yes.
There was pages of Zoom pages
yes.
of people there.
Because remember Melbourne lockdown.
Yeah, Melbourne yeah. lockdown. So we had people all around the world saying goodbye to her. It was
so
incredible.
Yes, and what a powerful thing to do because – surely that's one of your most vulnerable moments. But she took control of it and
she
said
did.
Goodbye to all the people she loved.
She did, and she wanted to have it in person, but we couldn't. So her friends organised it on the Zoom. So, but then last week as things were getting harder, her beautiful friend Kerry rang me and said, the time is near. So if there's anything you'd like to say to her, she'd love to hear. So I did a little video message. I said, thank you for starting Vocal Vibes because
yes.
that meant I learnt to sing again. And I just thought, wow.
I know, life's too short.
It's cruel.
It's just so cruel. And to these COVID funerals, and we've all been to them, everyone around the world I reckon has
yes.
been to one, you just long to reach through that
yes.
screen and hug those family
and
members
and for Debbie
left
who loved music
yeah,
and singing, we should be singing her
yes.
out, right?
Yeah.
And so I just, yeah,
yep.
had
and
a
Chris,
big cry and, I, and we're sending our love to
Chris
too.
This is a really
yeah,
tricky time for anyone.
A pea shoot, a little yep. toddler. And
she
as
lost
many
her beautiful mum.
And many of you know, and she came to our Ringwood show, Debbie. So I just wanted
yep.
to say that this episode is dedicated to her.
Definitely.
And we all lose people all the time.
But it doesn't make it any easier.
No.
It just hurts.
Yeah. And
really
then Vocal
hurts.
Vibes put up a montage dedicated
beautiful.
To her. I was just sobbing, but I was singing, I had my headphones in, so I was singing the baritone part. And so my girls were like, Mom, it sounds like you're singing like a dead cow. Because I was like singing the baritone part to nothing while I was crying. But yeah, you know, there's that.
Yeah,
there's
that's
that
a
moment.
Big cry.
Yeah, it was a
that's
big
an
cry.
Ongoing one.
Yeah.
Okay. So anything make a difference?
Yes, we've had picnics. Even though when Daniel Andrews announced it, I was like, picnics, I've got to pack all the food.
And everybody, the posts, I hate picnics,
oh,
going on one.
I just can't. But I've had three.
Yep.
And I just have to say they've given me life. So I've packed that big blanket,
yep.
the chairs.
Yep.
We've packed the food, the drinks.
Yep.
And each
not
one,
alcoholic because you can't take your mask
right,
off drink in public.
One extra family and
yep.
it's just made it. We've had a couple of days of beautiful weather.
Yes.
So picnic with a friend, children with some friends. I'll never take it for granted
Never,
Kate.
We still hadn't taken it for granted when we went back into this lockdown.
I know.
Like, I just think everything is, like, every time I go into work, I'm like, wow.
Yes.
I'm working. Because I didn't know if I was going back this year.
That's right.
Like, the case numbers in Melbourne are scary.
Yes.
We don't know. By the time this comes out, I could be back in some sort of work lockdown. Right. But even working these few days,
yes,
whilst it has tipped me over the edge of coping because I'm not ready, you know, as in not match fit to work again, it's been so great.
Yes.
Yes, so
picnics.
Great. Picnics.
Have made a difference. And I'm prepared. I'm like, we're clarentined up.
Oh, yes.
I've got Mozzie spray. I've got, although I couldn't find my sunglasses, and then I got, and then I realised where they were. But I was just squinting into the
week.
Sun.
It's like, oh, that's where I left them.
Anyway.
Okay, so I've got two major differences. The first one, 2 weeks ago, I think, Mandy and I got an email from, we think it's Alex from France, but it might not be because said long time listener.
Yes.
So whoever you are, long time Alex listener, you made our day.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
So she sent us a very generous Uber Eats voucher each and said, don't make dinner tonight. Put your feet up and have a glass of wine.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually the day that she sent it, so Mandy and I, as I think it's out already, are doing a podcast with Bendigo Bank, which we're so thrilled about.
Oh, so
imagine
fun.
Paying us to do something.
About finance.
Yes, and podcasting, and it's like we're professionals.
Oh,
and
it's been so fun.
So having a producer on the other line.
It's a huge make a difference.
Oh, huge. Yes. And then we'd done like four episodes back to back with complete strangers.
Yeah.
And they're not peas.
No, that's right.
And then this email came in and I was like, oh, how did you know?
Thank you.
Anyway, I've still got, I think, $18.22 left of it. Yeah. So it's been just guilt-free ordering Uber Eats.
Amazing.
I can't even tell you that.
I'm going to use it tomorrow night for my birthday.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
And I'm just thrilled. Like, we're going to get Thai and we're going to get spring rolls and roti bread.
Oh, look, you can get the pineapple fritters or whatever.
I feel like I could get a curry and a stir fry.
You can.
I'm going to get coconut rice and jasmine rice. Like, I just feel like, wow.
Extra satay sauce. Why,
yes.
Would you like to add this on?
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Huge make a difference. Yes. And the other thing, which I think has made a difference in a lot of people's lives over the years, but it's really making a difference in mine, is Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So we watched Star Wars years ago, Buzz and Woody, but now Woody really into it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Next level. So God bless you, Disney Plus, yet another streaming service I'm
best.
Paying for. But, oh, and like the other day I came down to the kitchen. He's watching it on the TV. He's like, mum, come and look at this. And like he rewound. He's like, look at Luke Skywalker's face. You can see he thinks something's funny.
Oh,
and I was like,
cute.
He was just so proud to tell me.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, don't you remember this? He's like, I just don't remember how good it was.
Oh, yeah.
No one can remember how good Star Wars is, mum.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, and there's so many movies.
And there's so much merch.
So much.
So Christmas.
I know, he's already like, I think I need a new lightsaber. I was
totally.
Like, you probably do, buddy.
Yep, you're getting one.
So, and I know it sounds a bit trite, but believe me, it has brought constant, everyone in the family is exuding the joy of him loving this. I just can't explain it.
It's a big deal in my house too.
Really love it. So Star Wars, you made a difference.
Thank you, Star Wars.
1970 whatever? Sorry to all the people who know and are yelling at us
now. I know. Sorry, Star Wars.
When Star Wars came out, that it would still be making such a huge difference.
Even Miss Ten has like a Yoda T-shirt and she wears it all the time because they started watching it last year with Darren.
Mm.
And, fun.
It is fun.
I mean, I would rather than be watching the 1985 Anne of Green Gables, but no one wants to do that with me.
I know.
Right?
What about the 5 hour long Pride and Prejudice with Colin Firth?
Yeah, well, hurry up, girls, but no one, they just roll their eyes at me.
Like, listen, you don't get to choose the movies with your dad when I do everything else.
I know. Another make a difference for me is we have gone back to season one of Australian Survivor.
Oh, really?
Because
where is that? On 10play?
It's on 10play. Ah. So because Miss Ten never watched it and Molly didn't watch it. She only started watching with me from season two. So anyway, I know who wins.
Yes.
So I've been just trying to educate them about the edit. And I've been like, pay attention to how they're saying showing this person or have a look at this. And it's been really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like, so I went out yesterday and when I came back, they they had the couch all set up, ready to watch it.
I love it.
They had the episode set and they'd fast forwarded the intro part. So cute.
Oh, so cute.
So it's been fun because we don't have much to do.
We don't. And streaming services.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Although I want to say no thanks to Netflix for taking Full House off, because that's gone. And so Miss Ten, brokenhearted.
Oh, no.
If we could bring back Full House. It's you've got to buy it.
No.
I can find it nowhere, but it's like, you know, $30 a season.
Oh, no.
I don't have that.
No, it's hard enough paying for all the other things.
Yeah, so no thanks to you, Netflix,
no, thank
and
you.
Full House. And
no,
I said, what about Fuller House? And Miss Jen goes, it's crap.
Okay.
I said, I think it's good, but, you know, the
she
old
wants
Full
the,
House.
The OG
she
Full
wants
House.
The OG. Yep. So I just thought, damn you.
Oh, just when you've got another week of school holidays.
Yes. Yep. Anyway, right, yep. What about your laugh?
Okay, so my laugh this week, I did check with my friend, even though I'm not going to mention her name, but this has made me laugh for 2 or 3 weeks, okay? So my beautiful, beautiful friend, I actually had a picnic with her last week. Her husband passed away recently, and it's been absolutely, as you can imagine, soul-destroyingly tragic. She has 3 children, young adult children, like teens and early 20s, and they need their dad. Anyway, for Father's Day, she was like, what can I do? Because they always do the same ritual on Father's Day. So she's like, we'll do all the same things, but I'm going to get all the old videos and I'm going to transfer them over to, I don't know if it's DVD or USB or whatever, so the kids can have them, hours of VHS, right? Anyway, and so she delivered them all to the video guy or the girl or whoever does it, and then she said, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and thought, I think we made a sex tape years ago. She's like, I don't want to say to the guy, have you watched them all? I think it turns out it wasn't on there.
Oh.
But then she said the kids were just crying when I gave it to them, and you know, and then I told them the story and they were like, Mom! And I just, it made me laugh, and I thought, in the midst of genuine
brutal
sorrow.
Yes.
That you can't even swallow, you're so sad. You can still have this hilarious story. Mum and Dad making a sex tape and Mum giving it to me for Father's Day.
That is the best.
Yeah, really, really funny. What made you laugh, Mandy?
Well, we were on one of our said picnics.
Yes.
with my beautiful friend, and Miss Ten and her Miss Ten found a trolley.
Oh, yes.
We're at this park, right? I'm going to tell you the
park. You
can
tell we live somewhere very posh.
Well, I'm going to tell you the park. It was the Bayswater train park, right?
Oh, I love the train park.
I know.
I'm surprised I didn't see you there.
But it was teeming. I've never seen this place so packed.
I know.
We couldn't even get a disabled park.
No.
Right?
I know.
I was like, where's my park? I was like, sorry, we're out, right? So anyway, parked miles away. We walked there. Sat down, ate, of course, and then we sent all the girls up to the bakery that's up the road.
It's very close.
And said, bring us something back. So we could at least have 5 minutes to talk to ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, so they come back with these biggest smiles, these 10-year-olds, with my 10-year-old in the trolley.
Oh, and down the hill.
I know. And Charlotte and I were like, our mums would never have tolerated this, right?
No.
But this is how far we've come. Oh. We're like, look at them in the trolley. They're having fun.
I know.
Is so great.
I know.
Destroy
They're
something.
Outside in
They're
a trolley.
Outside and a friend is pushing a trolley. This is wonderful.
Oh, well, it is.
It was. We were laughing and they had big smiles on their faces.
Oh, so proud.
And then I was like, just be careful of the toddlers.
Yes.
You know, you can imagine mums going, look at those two. But I didn't even care.
No.
We were so happy.
If you live in Melbourne's Outer East, the Bayswater train park has the cutest little thing that you can ride around, like traffic lights
there
and
was
stuff.
Kids,
you can take your little kids there.
Kids racing and cheering.
Yeah, it's really good. It's free.
It was really good.
Yep.
So anyway, we've lost all sense of anything proper. And then I said to Charlotte, well, I have to be fair. You know, in the 90s, I spent a fair bit of time in trolleys at Knox City. It was a fun thing to do.
Oh, look, if I've ever gone to Costco for work and taken one of the
those
boys.
Those massive trolleys.
Get off the trolley. Stop it.
We've got this photo of all 5 of them and the dog.
Oh, gorgeous.
With the big smiles on their faces. And I thought, that's the joy. This sums up the school holidays
that's
in
the
Melbourne.
Christmas card for 2021.
A trolley. Oh, anyway, that did make us laugh a lot.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Peas.
Yes,
remember
thanks for
you can
listening.
Buy our book. yep. from us.
You can.
You can buy it from the merch store if you don't want to have fiddly wrapping.
I just sent 50 books to Westmead Children's Hospital to the dental department.
Yep.
So
50.
50 they ordered. So if you are part of an organisation, you want to give these books as gifts, please.
Yep, like we signed them all.
We would love that. We signed them all.
Yep, we did.
So, we would love that and yep. it would be a lovely way to support us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Because, you know, lockdown, no one's buying our book.
No.
But you are buying. Yes. And every day I get a little order and it fills me with joy, and I just want everyone to know I've bought new wrapping paper because I thought it was wrapping paper worthy.
So I was like, hey, this is a lot of wrapping paper.
I don't need much of an excuse to add to the collection. Yeah, got more wrapping paper.
She wraps, I post.
Yes. So. Yep. Mandy has the heavy lifting.
You should see me. Okay, just leave that box there. Let's try and get that box in there. Just, okay, which box am I going to put them in? Like, you know, I try my hardest.
It's just the best. So thank you for ordering the book. Thank you for ordering the booklets. Thank you for rating and reviewing. Yes. Thank you for buying our merch. Thank you for listening to the end.
Yes, we love you all.
We do. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.